What a joy it is to be back with you once again today to present to you another segment of the Prayer Outreach Gospel Hour, which is made possible through the supporting members and friends of Prayer Outreach Ministries at 587 Oakwood Avenue, right here in Toronto. And we know that your hearts will be blessed as you allow the Word of God to work in and through your life today. And now, for today's message, here is Pastor Wayne Cinch.
Praise God. What a privilege to come back to you. What a joy it is to present the Word of Almighty God. Today, I'd like you to know that there are two foundations in the world, and we need to choose our foundations very carefully. We need to build. Today, you notice that many people are busy building. Some are building their marriages. Some are building their futures. Some are going to university. Some are going to school. Some are building new buildings and so forth for houses and condos and whatever. But we need to realize that building on the wrong foundation can cause us a whole heap of problems. And the Bible says in Matthew chapter 7, verses 24 through 25, Jesus says, "Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken unto him as a wise man, which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it did not fall, for it was founded upon a rock." I pray that today may the Holy Spirit fill your hearts and enabling you to build on the foundation that would last. Beloved, today I want you to know that the foundation that would last and it would go through all the tests of time and yet will come through victorious is Christ Jesus. It is the Word of Almighty God. If you come to Christ, He becomes your foundation. Jesus says that, you know, the foundation of the Lord standeth sure. He is our foundation. In 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 11, the Apostle Paul made it very clear. He says, "For other foundation can no man lay than that which is already laid, and that foundation is Jesus Christ." I must tell you today that if your life, you're building your life without Christ, without God, without His Word, without His Spirit in your life, you are building on the wrong foundation. You're building your life upon the sand. The Bible says, "Therefore, whosoever hear these sayings of mine," that is the Word of God, that is the Word of eternal life, "whoever hears God's Word and does what the Word of God says," Jesus says, "I will declare him, I will liken him, I am going to say that he is a wise man." Beloved, are you a wise person today? Are you a wise son? Are you a wise daughter? Are you a wise mother? Are you a wise father? Are you a wise husband or wife? Are you a wise brother or sister? You need to be a wise individual. We need to build upon the rock, and that rock represents Christ Jesus. Remember in the Old Testament, the Bible did talk about the Israelites when they were in the wilderness and heading towards Mount Sinai. There were no water in the wilderness, but then suddenly God told Moses, he says, "Listen, there is a rock." When the people were crying out, they were thirsty, they needed something to sustain them. And I tell you, without water, we are all going to die. We need water, water for everyday life, water for a lot of things. I tell you, the resource of water is very, very important. Without water, nothing can live. No plants would grow. The animals would die. And water sustains us. And I tell you, beloved, sometimes you and I can do without food for a day or two or three or so forth, but water keeps us going. Water is very important. And so God told Moses, he says, "Listen," God said, "Listen, these people are thirsty. They need water. The heat of the sun is really striking them extremely hard. But there is a rock, and you strike that rock, and out of that rock, I'm going to give you all the water that you ever will need." Come on, water out of a rock? Oh, that doesn't make sense. Can you imagine Moses? He went to the people and said, "Hold on, folks. Listen, I have good news. God just spoke to me. Yes, Moses, what did God say? For us to find some shovels, which we don't have, and start digging in this desert? The dunes are so huge, we cannot. We would not be able to survive another day in this wilderness. But then, you see, Moses says, listen, God told me, if I would strike that rock, oh, water is going to come out of it, and you are all going to be able to feed your animals, and you're going to be able to drink, shower, do your washing. You're going to be able to cook. You're going to be able to survive. And you see, there it was. I believe that there were some skeptics there, as they are today. Some people believe that trusting God and believing in His Word alone is not the answer. But I want to say today that without God, we will not be able to experience a miracle in our lives. We need the water from heaven. And so it was that Moses, he walked right up to that rock, took a deep breath, and he struck that rock, and out of that rock did come water. Water begins to flow. Oh, hallelujah. It streamed out. The whole place begins to flood out, and they were joyful. What an experience it must have been for those who were thirsty. What a joy it was. Every man began to drink and wash and do what was necessary. And the Bible did say in the book of Corinthians that wheresoever they went, that rock followed them. Now, you need to remember that rock represents Christ Jesus. Jesus is not that physical rock. It is just a symbol. And I want you to know that Jesus says, I will liken him unto a wise man who builds his house upon a rock. You see, Christ is that rock. Amen. And so the Bible declares, beloved, when you come to Jesus, you are coming to the rock of your salvation. David declared, the Lord is the rock of my salvation. In one of his prayers, he says, hear my cry, O God, attend unto my prayer. From the end of the earth will I cry unto you. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to that rock that is higher than I. God is higher than you and I in all of His wisdom, His mercy, and His grace. We can come to Him, and by yielding to the Holy Spirit, you and I can begin to build our life. Oh, we can build our lives on that rock. Today, some people are building on silver and gold. It is at a high time high. Today, we know that currencies are devaluing. They're depreciating, but gold does not depreciate. It still retains its value. It appreciates. That metal is very expensive. A lot of businessmen probably who are listening to me today know what I'm talking about. A lot of folks are investing in gold today. They're no longer investing in stocks and bonds like they used to, because when businesses are bad and stocks begins to plunder, oh, they lose their value. But gold is at an all-time high. And I would like you to know today that many people are building their future in buying gold. But I want you to know something today. By yielding to the metals of this world, that is not going to give you what you're longing for in your spiritual life or in your walk. It is the Word of Almighty God. Silver and gold could only go so far, but the Word of God does for you and I what silver and gold can never do. Precious stones would not be able to help us out of a crisis. When we pray and we seek the face of Almighty God, the Lord will enable each one of us to experience Him in a marvelous way. Are your spirits dry and empty? It feels as though that you've been a Christian, but sometimes you feel as though that you are worthless. It seems as though that your life is going on a downward trend. I want you to know that when you begin to seek the Lord through the power of the Holy Spirit, you will experience the life of Christ within you. There is another kind of building. And the Bible says in verse 26 through 27, everyone that heareth these sayings of mine, says Jesus, and doeth them not, shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. Now the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell, and how great was the fall of it. What is that sand? It is the human goodness and human efforts without God. Beloved, are you building your foundation on the sand, on your own technology? Technology at times would fail. The other day, you know, I was out with my family and we were using good old GPS. You know what it is. And so, you know, that global positioning satellite, it took us at a wrong turn. It says for us to keep going straight. We were lost. It was dark. It says keep on going. We came to a dead end on that dark road. And then at the end of the road, there was a sign that says you either go left or you either go right. But that GPS was telling us, keep on going straight ahead. When we looked straight ahead, there was no way to go straight ahead. So, you know, technology is going to fail. Medicine is going to fail. Education is going to fail. Wisdom is going to come to a standstill. But the love and the light of God, it is going to lead us into victory, and we will have a victorious life. The Holy Spirit will never cease to flow within us all the fullness of God. We need to trust the word of Almighty God. Today, some are trusting in all the things of the world. David says in one of his writings in the book of Psalms, some trust in chariots, some in horses, but we will remember the name of our Lord, our God. It is wonderful to trust God. It is wonderful to put His Word into your life and to see the Word of God produce within us the evidence of the power of the Spirit of God. You and I need the Word of God today. Are you going through a situation? Do you have a habit? Do you have a problem in your life? Do you have a broken down home, a broken down relationship, a broken down marriage? Are you going to psychiatrists for help? Nothing is wrong with these guys, but if God is not in your life, you will not be helped, because you need to build your foundation on the Word of God. The Word of God is going to see you through. When the sun goes down, the Word of God is going to be your light. When things around you are lost and you become empty and dry, the Word of God is going to help you. The Word of God is going to fill you. In Matthew chapter 7, verses 28 through 29, it says that it came to pass when Jesus had ended these sayings, the people were so astonished at his doctrines, for he taught them as one having authority. I tell you that Jesus, he spoke with authority. He's God. God speaks to us through his word with authority. The authority of God's word is going to lift us up when we fall. The authority of God's word is going to enable us to rise again when we fail. And the word of God is going to produce within every individual that which they need to serve God and to have the fullness of this Christian salvation living inside of them. So build today. You have a choice to build on the sand or on the rock, which is Christ Jesus. The choice is yours. The message is yours. And you can choose wisely. Out of these two foundations, on whom will you build? On the dunes of sand, which will lead to nothing but destruction, or on that solid rock, which is Christ Jesus? Today, I would like you to know that when you choose to build on Christ and on His Word, you will have salvation, you will have joy unspeakable and full of glory.
What a blessing it was to have you join us in our broadcast today. This has been a presentation of Prayer Outreach Ministries. We are located at 587 Oakwood Avenue, one block south of Eglinton West. And if you are in the Toronto area, we'd love you to join us every Sunday at 11 a.m. in one of our miracle services. We also meet every Wednesday and Friday at 7 p.m. We'd love to hear from you and to know what God has done for you through this radio broadcast today. We can be contacted at Prayer Outreach Ministries, P.O. Box 1346, Station K, Toronto, Ontario, M4P3J4. Our local phone number is 416-784-1312, and we have a toll-free number, 888-784-1312. Our email address is prayeroutreachministries.org. Until next time, God richly bless you.